Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
In an ideal world, we all want an easier, stress-free work week. We all want to eat a healthy meal at the end of a long day. We all want to save money on our food bills. But it doesn't always work out that way, does it? My next guest, though, is here to tell me why batch cooking and freezing is the way to do it. Suzanne Mulholland, also known as the Batch Lady on social media. Suzanne, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thank you for having me, Claire.
Lovely to talk to you. You have a brand new book. It's out today, called Rapid Dinners, and that's a collection of 100 recipes. Some you say you can prep in under 30 minutes. But just in the overall sense, what are the benefits of batch cooking?
Actually, you can prep these in under 5 minutes. So they're really, really quick. But yeah, there's massive benefits to batch cooking because nowadays we are all so busy and we have relatively little time in the evenings as well. Like you said, you know, getting kids out to after school activities, people coming in at all different times. So batch cooking really does help. Gone are the days it's one big pot of eating the same stew for the next week. It's all about really easy, simple meals that basically take under 5 minutes to prep. You're not cooking them before you put them in the freezer or your fridge. You can, if you don't want to use your freezer, you can just use your fridge. You're just getting maybe three meals that are going in your fridge or freezer that you can use for a busy week, another week, when you know you don't have any time to cook from scratch. That's when they work the best.
So I'm taking everything out that I need, I'm chopping it up, I'm putting it into freezer bags, and then I'm taking all the air out of the freezer bag and putting that into the freezer so that when I want to cook it, I take it out and cook it straight away.
Yeah, that's right. And the benefit of that is you're not having to spend time cooking it and then freezing it and then reheating it. You're actually getting a fresh meal that's just been flash frozen and is ready for you for whenever you want it. So it's quick to prep. But also, if you think about it like a chicken dish, you've not cooked that chicken, froze it, and then you're heating it back up again. It's still fresh raw chicken, and then you cook it on the night that you want it.
Yeah, I like the sound of this, Suzanne, because I have a funny relationship with my freezer. Anything that comes out that I've cooked and I have leftovers and I put in there, take it back out, I turn my nose up at it.
We're all the same. And I think the issue is how we all use our freezer. You know, I say, if the freezer had came out last year as a new thing, like the air fryer, we'd all be going, this is amazing. You can literally pause it, like pausing your television. You can cook when you want, come back to it whenever you want. But because it's been around for so long, we almost forget that we've got it in our house. And then what people tend to do is they make extra, they put the leftovers in the fridge. They feel bad if they're going to put them in the bin. So instead, we'll just put them in the freezer till they've died a little bit more before we put them in the bin.
Yeah.
Where this is about using freezer recipes that are going to be so tasty and delicious.
Yeah. So, and I see online a lot of people who batch cook, they say, I take 3 hours on my Sunday and I prep everything. And I think, I'm not going to do that. But that's not what you're suggesting.
No, what we look at is the fact that it takes 5 minutes extra to double a meal. So we sort of say, if you're going to do, like, say, for instance, on a Tuesday and a Thursday, my kids don't have after school activities, so mm-hmm. I've got more time to cook. So I will use that night as one night that I will double up. So whatever I'm making, I'll just double it. One I'll put in the oven, the other one is just going in the freezer. And that double, if I do that two nights a week, those two nights are just there to help me in the next week ahead or the week after that, when I think I've got a really busy week. I'm going to London in a minute from Edinburgh. I've managed to pull something out this morning out of the freezer that my husband can heat up for the kids tonight. Okay. That's what we're really talking about.
You did that today, did you?
I did that today. Yes, before I left my farm.
What is it?
They're having a chicken, leek and mushroom herby casserole. And what I love about it is it's one pan. So they're not having to, nobody's having to do any sides. I try to make sure with my recipes that we put all the veg, all the potatoes, everything in the same recipe so that you're just literally pulling it out, pouring it onto a tray and nobody has to do anything else. Mm-hmm.
So what does he have to do then? That's going to defrost, is it, by the time he needs to use it?
Yeah, I took it out last night. So what I do is set my phone every night when I'm in the kitchen at 6 o'clock. That's when we generally eat as a family, that says, take out the next again meal. If I am taking one out of the freezer, I don't eat like that every night. But if I am, I'll take it out and then it's got through the night to defrost. So my husband is going to come in, open up a freezer bag, pour it onto the tray and put it in the oven. He's then going to help kids with their homework, walk the dog, do whatever for half an hour, come back down, take the tray out, feed everybody.
Lucky
one
him.
Tray to wash and some plates. That's what's nice about busy during the week. You also don't want the faff of getting a chopping board out and the grater. And, you know, it's all that other stuff that adds to the time as well. Where if you've doubled a recipe, you already had that stuff out when you were making the first one.
Yeah, that would have helped me last night. And I was trying to do a chicken satay. So I chopped everything up. Then I took them all to their activities. Then I came back. The whole kitchen smelled of onion and peanut butter. And then I thought, well, actually, I was trying to save myself time, but I've made the kitchen smelly and it took me 45 minutes to chop all that stuff up before I had to get in the car and go out again.
Yeah, so it's nice if you can do it when you feel like you're achieving something and you're going, actually, I don't mind doing this because I'm doubling one up again. And you're not, I mean, that's that we all know that witching hour, don't we? When everybody's tired, everything needs done, you're taking kids various places, the dog needs a walk. It's not the best time to be cooking from scratch.
It's the worst.
It is the worst. And actually, for people like you and I, who are maybe doing the majority of the cooking, it's also
all
nice
it,
to eat
Suzanne,
a meal that you didn't make from... Yeah, me too. I mean, who would have told us when we got married, by the way, at the end of the aisle, that somebody's going to say, you're going to be asked what's for dinner for the rest of your life.
You get so sick of it. But that's what I like about you, because you admit, and I know your publishers hate you saying this, that you don't really like cooking, which I think is great.
I mean, I ironically started this because some mums at the school gates kept saying, how are you so organised? I was a time management specialist. I got married, hated the fact that I had to come up with dinner every night and thought, I'm going to time manage this and make it as simple as possible. Ironically now, I'm on my sixth book and a TV show of writing about batch cooking, but I still don't like cooking.
Yeah, well, but you sort of have to do it because people, you have to feed your family. So we've got to find a way to do it that fits into our lifestyle.
And that's it. And that's what I think we've got here, which is you're making your own homemade, family-specific freezer meals. So it's a bit like a ready meal. When you come in at night, it takes the same amount of time as a ready meal, but actually you've made it yourself and it is full of homemade goodness. It really makes you feel good that you're feeding your family and yourself so well, but you're doing it minimally. You know, it's so easy to do.
Yeah, it's like cracking a code. But you have some great tips on using the freezer properly as well and the importance of getting the air out, for example, and making things nice and flat so that you can fit more in. Take us through some of those top tips, Suzanne, if you would.
Yeah, so some people are scared of freezer cooking and scared of defrosting, but don't be. It's super simple. The main thing is use freezer bags these days. So just the ones that you can get in your ordinary supermarket or online. And really what we do is put everything in a freezer bag, freeze it flat and seal it up. That means that no air is getting to it, so you don't have to worry about freezer burn. It also means when you take it out, it's frozen flat like a library book. So even if you've got a tiny freezer, you can stack them all up on top of each other. So you'll get in one freezer drawer about 10 family meals. And then when you bring them out, because they're so thin, they're going to defrost really quickly. Mm-hmm. So that's what we really want. If you've ever put something in an ice cream tub and, you know, some soup and then taken it out to defrost, you'll know yourself, Claire, it could take 2 days by the time you've got that sort
of
chiseled down.
2 days and then it has the crystals on it, or else I freeze something that I've cooked and it's mushy and I can't look at it. I can't eat it. As you said perfectly, you're delaying putting it in the bin.
Yeah, exactly. Where we want to use your freezer as if it is the newest modern appliance. And what you're doing is just, you're just delaying when you're basically splitting cooking into I cook whenever I want and then we eat whenever we want. The two don't have to go hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. And you have this recommendation that we have the two-pronged clip stand. What's that for?
Yeah, so these are really cheap. They're just a couple of pounds or a couple of euros. And it's basically a little stand that's got a rubber bottom. You clip your bag to it and it's like a free hand. The bag stays open so that if you're holding a pot and pouring something in, you've got an open bag basically. Mm-hmm. And they're just super easy. If you don't even have to buy one. You could just find a sort of round pot type thing that you can pull the bag over the sides. And the bags, you don't have to use plastic, you can use reusable. There's tons nowadays that you can use. The main important thing is that you write on the bag what it is.
Oh yes.
So that
and
you
the
know
date.
Because And the date, because you think to yourself when you put it in that freezer, I'll remember that that is spaghetti bolognese. You will not remember, and it will not look like spaghetti bolognese once it's frozen. It's what we like to call an unidentified frozen object. You know, is it going to be raspberry ice cream or is it beetroot soup? Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? And how long, are there rules around how long you can leave this stuff in the freezer for?
Yeah, so like bread products are a month because they've got quite a lot of air in them. Freezer meals like we're talking about are 3 months, and then 6 months for meat. But if you have, and everybody will be thinking, oh my goodness, I've got stuff in my freezer, it's been there forever. It doesn't mean that it's gone bad. It just means that the quality starts to deteriorate over time and eventually it will just dry out. So what we're looking to do on The Batch Lady is say it's about using your freezer meals. It's not about stacking them up. It's not about filling your freezer. It's just about using them on a rolling once or twice a week, and then eventually you get addicted to it and you'll be doing it all the time.
Well, listen, you influenced me last night because I was taking beef casserole steaks out of the freezer to use today, and I knew they wouldn't be defrosted if I left them in the fridge, so I left them on the countertop to defrost. Then I was reading about you and you recommend that not to do that. You've got to defrost things in the fridge, so I went and took them off the countertop and put them in the fridge. Did I do the right thing, even though I know they'll be frozen when I get home?
You did, because, nowadays, I mean, I'm quite bad for it myself because, you know, I'm quite traditional in the way that we've been brought up and my parents always did it. But nowadays, the rules are that you defrost in the fridge. But Claire, I'm going to give you a super one that's going to help you out tonight when you go home. If anything's in a freezer bag and it's sealed, if you, when it's frozen or half frozen or however you want, if you put it in some cold water, put the bag in cold water, as long as it's sealed and the water doesn't touch the food, give it about 10, 15 minutes and your freezer meal will defrost in that time. It's a chemical reaction. Freezer meals to cold water will defrost your meal for you.
Casserole steaks have got it coming. They've got that coming. Suzanne, thank you so much and the best of luck with the new book, Rapid Dinners, which is out today with 100 great recipes in there. And you'll find Suzanne online. She is the Batch Lady. Thank you, Suzanne.
Thanks, Claire.
Now, coming up next, the man who had to be resuscitated 32 times in the first 4 months of his life.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.